close to Christmas, isn't it? And the holidays are crazy times. They can be emotionally crazy times. This and that, and where are we, and what have we done, and what's going on, and am I okay, and I'm not okay, and what am I worthy of? Yes, I am. No, I'm not. All that stuff. Chapter 30, Insecurity 2023. Insecurity gets a pretty bad rap, and rightly so. Makes me feel like a loser, right? Well, I took a different approach, a different perspective. I decided to listen to my insecurity, tell me what's wrong with me, and then say, okay, I know what to fix. I got a map, bullet points. I can attack this thing. This horrible insecurity thing might actually help me pinpoint some issues. Huh. With God and the power of the Holy Spirit, I could fix it. A new creation in Christ, as Scripture says. Let's go with that. You know, kids, there's a bullet points when we see them. Some are relevant and some are not. With God, you have an option. You know, with people that don't have God, they don't have an option. It's up to you. It's up to me if I don't have God. I'm the guy in charge. I'm the last word. Dangerous. I'd much rather say life is not about options for me. It's about obedience. I'd much rather ask God what to do, what's relevant here and what's not. And what is relevant, let's fix it. 2 Corinthians, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Yeah. And the things that I have problems with, the things that I'm weak on, the things that are problems, I turn them over to Christ. And in Christ, Christ's power, my power is made perfect in weakness. He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Let God do it, man. Let God do it. Insecurity walks with me, reminds me that I am not infallible. Get it? It reminds me I'm not all that in a bag of chips, and that mistakes could cost me a great deal. You see how I'm taking it here? I'm taking it from a direction of I'm using it. I'm not letting it beat me to death. In some instances, I might even say to the Lord, the Holy Spirit is bringing to my attention things that need tending to. Fear is without knowledge. I've said that so many times. Fear is without knowledge. I get scared about what I don't know. Maybe insecure. The solution? Insecurity? I don't know these things. Find out. Get understanding. Find out what it is that scares me. Find out what it is that's beating me up. Learn about it. And then armed with correct information, do what needs to be done based on a competent assessment. Well, investigation and study of a situation for a believer is to align with God against the insecure, whatever it may be. Align with God. Ask him for clarity in a given problem or situation, something that's been presented to you perhaps in an insecure moment, a feeling or an emotion. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Oh, there you go right there. He says, I can ask for wisdom and get it directly from the Father. Now, that's pretty groovy. Of course, insecurity will tell you the opposite, right? You can't get it. So you really do have to come against yourself on this one. You really do have to change your perspective. I have to overcome myself in a situation like this because I can't do it is the lie. I can't do it. Well, God may tell you you don't need to do it. With God, you have answers. Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Yeah, I need to discover the truth and proceed with accuracy, humility, discernment, obedience. It's not easy. Sometimes I need to pause, right? Study and learn. Yes, pause, study, and learn. Insecurity keeps me humble, able to do the Lord's work. So I'm starting to see that maybe God could do something with the devil's work. Make lemonade out of lemons, I say. Proverbs 18:15, the heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out. Rather than sit in my own insecurity, seek out the knowledge from God, I do want to take a moment to make a difference between caution and fear. I talk about that a lot. Caution and fear, they are different. Fear is without information, without the information. Caution is with information. In caution, I have experience, previous information, knowledge of a particular kind for just such an occasion. Fear is without information. Caution is with information. If I make a mistake in fear, it's generally because I don't understand what I'm doing. I don't get it. I don't have the information. Caution is a continuation of information. I have information that's already been learned. I'm adding to it. But one thing's for sure, this insecurity thing in chapter 30, it'll stop the process of growth in either one, if you let it. If you let it. The key here for me was don't let it. Was I successful every time? Every time I tried. You get that? Was I successful in it? Every time I tried. Every time I tried, I got to get my insecurity out of the way to even be able to try. If I try, I can identify and overcome with God, investigate, pray, and obey. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. Let me read that again. I love the Amplified Bible. In Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you. I tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. Oh, that's great. He'll give you that. Sometimes when I'm tired, see, when I hear something like that, God is for me. Non-believers don't have that. There's so much fear and terror because they don't have that. An arrogance that goes with, you know, I'm all that in a bag of chips and I have to act like it. I'm that. I've been that. I am the champion. I mean, all of those crazy things. But a believer can lean on Christ as he says to do. And he says with no judgment. It's okay. That's what I want you to do. Sometimes, you know, when I'm tired or I get sick or I'm having bad times, I might start thinking about hocus pocus. What do I call hocus pocus? Luck. Instead of grace, luck. I might be thinking stupid things. Now, I'll exaggerate it here, but you know what I'm talking about. Wear the same socks, burn incense candles, place the magic rocks or a good luck charm in the kitchen next to the applesauce. I know I'm just making it up here. It's stupid stuff, but stay away from that stuff. James 3:15, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Yeah. Let's stay away from Ouija boards, kid, okay? Let's stay away from all that crazy stuff. Do we, with alcohol and drugs, sacrifice ourselves to temporarily overcome insecurity? Have a few drinks, burn off some steam? Is that a solution? Not generally. Generally, it makes everything worse. Bad habits happen when insecurity wins, okay? Bad habits happen when insecurity wins. Fight against it. Get in the study. Start reading. Start thinking about what to do. Ask Google where scripture is about insecurity or about this or about work when it goes bad. Find out things. Bad habits happen when insecurity wins. Fight against it. Solve the problem. Don't use a Band-Aid. Insecurity clearly is a tough taskmaster. Clearly. That's the point of this chapter. I have to overcome it on a regular basis. Do I win? When I try, I do. Insecurity wins when it tells me I don't even try and I buy it. I buy in. Be ready for the final step of the teaching Insecure offers. If you can overcome it, you're ready for the final step to get something done. What's the final step? Faith. 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 Ah, yes, faith. Matthew 17:20. He replied, because you have so little faith. Because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. You see, it's saying you have so little faith. But I'm telling you, even a little faith, if you believe, even a little faith can move a mountain. Nothing will be impossible for you, including insecurity. Do the work. Do the work. Get busy when insecure comes down on you. Do the work. It's harder during the holidays because you may be off of work or you may have too much work. It's kind of a combination of too much work and then you don't have any work. You have time for your mind to spin freely and the devil to attack with insecurities, and you're not all that, or you are all that, or your ego takes place. You don't know what to do with yourself. Go back to God. Go back to the Word. Sit still with Him for a while. Do the work. Be prepared. Find the answers and the solutions. Ask Him. Tell Him you're going after the solutions. Why do I feel this way? Ephesians 2:10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Wow. There is something for you to do. Don't worry about it. Sometimes it's sit still. Don't worry about that. Sometimes it's get up and move. Sometimes it's sit still and get up and move. Come on, Pat, is there some kind of magic spell that can fix all this? Let's turn to science. Something perhaps, surely some scientific something, some universal something that, something, a pill, something. Be careful of that. Be careful. You'll get an answer to that question. Be careful. Deuteronomy 18:9. Don't let anyone use magic or witchcraft or try to explain the meaning of signs. Don't let anyone try to control others with magic. And don't let them be mediums or try to walk with the spirits of dead people. The Lord hates anyone who does these things. That sounds pretty serious. I'm not saying science isn't a good thing. I'm saying be careful when you're asking for answers that don't have God in it. Be careful. Be careful when you're asking for help and you haven't gone to the Lord first. It's much more difficult to study the challenge and actually tackle the scenario. It is. It's difficult because you have to overcome insecurity. Depending on what you discover in your investigation, sometimes it's even harder. Now you got to do something. Whatever insecurity has brought you, say thank you. Say thank you. I'll work on this right away and get an answer. Get at it. Attack. Matthew 25:21, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." That is a scripture that goes along with, all right, God, show me this insecurity thing. Let's, these bullet points, it's telling me, what do we do here? Let's overcome this. Devil's coming after me. Let's make it a teaching. Come on, let's do it. I'm feeling like I can't do this. I'm feeling like I'm not all that, but I am, because in you I'm amazing. In you, I'm amazing. There's no insecurity with you. With you, I'm amazing as long as I follow what you say. Show me, Lord. That's a great way to start your day. Enter into the joy of your master. That is being done. That is being faithful over a little. It's not so little, though, is it? Insecurity can be bigger than your head, that's for sure. Well, let's say I just choose to ignore it. That's a lie. I'll just ignore it. Walk away from the challenge of attacking back. What happens then? I stay stagnant. I don't learn anything. What happens if I go after it, accept the challenge, say my prayers, and attack the situation to find the information needed? Oh, now there we start with groovy. I learn the power of faith and His grace given in me through the Holy Spirit. Remember Goliath? He threatened David and all of Israel. Goliath the giant. Cool story, man. Cool story. Goliath is 10 times the size of David and everybody else. A giant. Threatening all of Israel. Nobody could even come against him. Threatened everybody. If you can beat me, you win the game. But if I destroy you, I own Israel. How often have we heard this bullies before? In our own life, in our own heads. Insecure is a bully. Well, what'd David do? Ignore it? No. His faith, powerful, successful, real, his faith. He ran at the problem, kids, ran at it. He didn't run from it or stand still or wait for it. He ran. He attacked. Overcoming insecure. How can you imagine? He had to be about 17, 20 years old, something like that. You know how big you are, about the size of a toothpick, against a giant soldier, giant. And they're not kidding. It's not kidding. He wasn't like, you know, Ellie was 6'2 and 250. This guy was like 9 feet tall. He was huge. Seriously, I'm not kidding. I believe it is 9 feet. I'd have to ask Rick. But 9 feet, like huge, real giant. 1 Samuel 17. Look how he does this thing. This is overcoming insecurity, I'll tell you that. This is an action. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. Wow, huh? Come on. A quote by Billy Graham, "The will of God will not take us where the grace of God cannot sustain us." Tell that to your insecurity. Overcome. Overcome. Okay. Attack. Find out what it is and fix it. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make every grace overflow to you, so that in every way, always having everything you need, you may excel in every good work. Hey, he's given you the goods. He's given you the goods. Insecurity will fade into action if I force myself through it. If I force myself through it, the Lord will teach me things for my adventure. The Lord will teach me things for my adventure because he's prepared me for it. He uncovers it and shows me, look what I got you. Look what I got you. You know, like in the video games when you discover another weapon, another ammo, it's waiting for you when you get there and you look under the rock and there it is. Well, God's adventure for you is the ultimate video game of life. The ultimate everything. Everything comes from God. Everything we've ever made up, video games included, it comes from living and the Word of God. All of it, all of it, all the books that were made, all of it, you can refer everything back to this Bible. Ah, Pat, you're kidding. I don't, you know, like if you don't believe me, it's okay. I can do that. I can look back on it. I hope you can too. I can refer to the Bible in everything I do. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. By prayer and petition, thanksgiving, present your request to God. Be thankful for what you have. Pray for what you're looking for. Petition him. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. So he aligns what your problems are. He starts fixing it up in your head so you kind of get it. So I kind of get it. Over 365 times in the Bible, God's word invites, commands, and instructs us in how to process fear and anxiety. He knows what comes against you. And he says, bring it to me. First thing to note, though, I love this one. He has not left you alone. He has not left you alone. And insecurity would say that he has left you alone. It's not true. Romans 8:38, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's pretty clear. Insecure is not bigger than God. It is possibly a tool that the Lord uses against the devil's wily ways. The devil might throw you into insecurity. With God, accept the challenge. How often in the book has the devil been beaten? Many times. Do people overcome the devil? When they try. When they try. When do they not overcome the devil? When they don't try. Proverbs 3:5-7, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. My insecurity actually gives me a moment to speak with him, right? I got to stop and look at this stuff, get some insight, clear focus, kind of an honest study of the problem, direction, ask for direction, some facts to proceed, God's will in all things. With God driving, somehow it seems I find the right person to talk to, the right book, the right information, the right prayer. Proverbs 2:6-8, all wisdom comes from the Lord, and so do common sense and understanding. God gives helpful advice to everyone who obeys him and protects all of those who live as they should. God sees that justice is done, and he watches over everyone who is faithful to him. When I forget God, I fail myself. Find the correct path in Jesus. Demolish fear and any opposition to failure. Demolish fear and the opposition that comes against. I guess I'd say demolish fear and the opposition to success, right? Demolish fear and any opposition to your success. Listen and learn from insecurity. Learn and gather knowledge, then take it to God. Never walk away. Pray to understand. Contemplate obedience and his will for you in all things. Employ and deploy the knowledge and wisdom found in God's word. Direction in all matters. Avoid things that are not correct. Avoid them. No matter how hard it's going to be to avoid, change course, or proceed. Any one of those three, to avoid something, to change course, or to proceed. If the Holy Spirit is moving you to do something in God's power, do it. Fight insecurity. Apparently, the devil wants you to be insecure about something because if you find out how to do it, you're going to be what? Better. Stronger. So you're starting to feel me here? We might be able to use insecurity to find out what the devil's got against us, what he's working on to hurt me, hurt you, hurt our families. Insecurity is the voice of something bad, calling me out, making me feel less than. I didn't say the bullet point was bad. I said somebody's using a bullet point to make me feel bad. That somebody is the enemy. Don't back down. What could happen if I fix what my insecurity is telling me I can't fix? What would happen? If I fix what is wrong, it's no different than electricity. I put the circuit together and it works. And it works good because it's from God. Don't let the devil use insecurity to block your learning from God. Don't back down. Let it irritate. I let it irritate me. I let it irritate me and then I fight it. I fight it. I let it irritate me and I fight it. Calling on a very powerful God to help me. Can you imagine fighting your enemy and your army is God? Can you imagine fighting your enemy and your army is God? Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Sure you can. He gave you your brain. Come on. Amen, amen. John, let's get back to it. Let's use today's lesson to bash insecurity and see what happens. Amen, amen, amen. Go ahead, buddy. Yeah.